back up, and we're here. We're talking about 9/11. Some things that you need to look at and kind of peruse the internet and ask the Port of Authority about this, because there should be information, I would say, about this so-called power down. Now, I am saying these things to you, and I'm going to talk to Scott, and I don't want to keep him up really late, because it's really late there where he is in London. But this is the thing I want to bring to your attention. 1993, there was a major bombing disaster in that building, in the World Trade Center building. And I would imagine that the security should have been pretty much heightened from that time for the possibility of another terrorist event in New York in those Trade Center buildings. At the time, there was a huge lawsuit filed, and a lot of money had to be basically given to the people, the victims of the first disaster. And it was said that Randy Youssef, who was involved with this, and others who had, you know, talked about, they wanted, you know, a situation that this complex was to go down. No reason. It was in the court transcript. Now, in 2001, you're telling me that they're going to have no security in there over the weekend, no power for the upper levels? Why not the whole building? Why would you shut the power off at one level and not the rest unless there was some type of problem? And that problem, wouldn't that be something that should be reported or some information on? Now, you have people walking through the building, these people that Scott's talking about. And it's collaborated in the stories in a way with Mr. Rodriguez had said, who was the head of the maintenance department, that some men came to him the week before asking him where the toilets were and located all throughout the building. Why did they ask that? Who were they? Now, another third person that was in the building was a police officer who I interviewed here a long time ago here on RBN. He was in Hoboken, and he was told to come in the building, and he was in the building tower, and his officer friends were going up the stairway, and they kept on hearing popping sounds in the building, pop, pop, pop. And he was saying that he thought it was charges going off. And then he said he was thrown to the floor, he was injured, and then he saw these guys with working radios, headsets and things in the building saying that there were streets and vans. And one of these guys got in a car with him, and you know, the thing is, who were these people all in the building? And why would they turn the power off? And then there was one thing we're going to go back to. On the water itself there, Scott, you said you didn't see any. Was there any boats out there or anything out there that gave you an indication of normality when you were looking out of that window?
There were some of the usual ferry boats going into the harbor, crossing from either Hoboken or from Jersey City. I did see those. Then as the events unfolded over the first hour or two, there were several more boats that turned up. I think several boats came around from the tourist site in Battery Park to perhaps assist in taking people away from the harbor area.
Well, we got to stop again for break, and we'll be right back with Scott Forbes after the break.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You lost how many colleagues in your company on that day?
29 employees that were killed, plus there were several other contractors who didn't work directly for the company. I believe there were five or six other contractors who were on our floors.
Now, also, how many people survived that day, do you know, from your company?
From our company? Probably about, at that time, maybe 400 people escaped.
Now, do you know, you mentioned to me there was the one gentleman that was there. It was burned 50% of his body. That gentleman, was there explosions or anything that people in the building heard or saw?
Well, this is information that was presented to me by William Rodriguez, who you mentioned earlier. I was lucky enough to see a seminar from William Rodriguez here in London a couple of months back, and I was fortunate enough to meet him. And some of the information he imparts now, he's commonly referred to as the last man out. He escaped the tower, the South Tower, as it was collapsing. Sorry, the North Tower, as it was collapsing. He has given evidence that sub-basement of the tower, and that information has been validated by this other individual who was caught in the blast. William Rodriguez carried the guy out of the building. He was subsequently taken to hospital with huge, 50% burns across his body, and he was in a coma for a long time. When he came out of the coma, he concurred with William's story that there were indeed explosions in the basement before the planes hit the towers. That's not my information. That is information put forward by William Rodriguez.
And that it verifies, too, what the police officer that I spoke to that came in from Hoboken, he also said that there was explosions they heard coming from the lower part of the basement area. And it was like a pop, 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 pop sound he was hearing in the building where it sounded like there was detonation. Now, I want to ask you a question. There are folks out here that are coming out with all these different pictures, and they're basically, I had that caller, they're basically saying it was Israelis, and they don't want to hear anything. They don't want to look into anything, and they're basically taking information for people that are whistleblowers and people that were in these buildings, if for little or granted. Now, I wanted to find out from you, this situation was pretty traumatic and stress-related, and do you think that the information that you're remembering is vivid, or is it very vague to you of what happened on September 11th?
Totally vivid. I remember every minute of that day, totally.
And I do too. I remember for a minute.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. I think because it was so extraordinary, I suspect that my energy levels were such, and I was so sensitized to what was going on that I can remember everything about that day. There's a lot that I haven't told you about that is very strong in my memory about that day.
And what were those things?
Oh, think, for example, where I was living in Jersey City, I wasn't too far from the Holland Tunnel. And at a certain point during that first hour between 9 and 10 o'clock, the Holland Tunnel was closed, and therefore traffic was backed up out of the tunnel and was diverted. And so all around my neighborhood, traffic was at gridlock. And so all the cars were, I think it was a gridlock, car doors were open, radios were playing. At one point during these events, I thought to myself, my God, I'm on the 15th floor of this building. Maybe I should go downstairs to the ground floor. Mm-hmm. So I went down to the ground floor, and there was chaos down there. People screaming, crying, listening to the radios from cars. I had complete strangers come up to me and hug me. People were under a lot of distress. That's one thing. Another thing, I saw the South Tower collapse from my window just before 10 a.m. I did not see the second tower, the North Tower, collapse as I was then downstairs. I didn't see it, but I heard it. So I can remember that noise very, very distinctly, along with the screams from outside. I saw a fighter jet plane scream overhead. It came from behind me.
How long after that happened, the Trade Center building going down, did you see the fighter plane?
It was probably 5 minutes after the South Tower collapsed, because I remember distinctly thinking, oh, too late. It came from behind me, so it came from the east, and I didn't hear it or see it until it was right overhead. So as soon as it appeared over my building, the noise was huge, and it went directly westwards over the World Trade Center site and across over Brooklyn and over Long Island. Just a single fighter jet, single plane.
Just one. That's
just
weird.
One.
Now, did you see any other planes? Now, at this time on 9/11, there was supposed to have been this mock terrorist drill. Did you see a lot of any Boeing class or any type of class planes flying in the airspace at the time?
No, none at all that I recall.
Now, the other thing, what else did you vividly remember that impacted on you that day?
Well, I hinted at it earlier. I received a couple of phone calls from relatives of one of my colleagues. They knew where I lived, close to the tower, so they called me to see if he had turned up at my apartment. His wife called me. She'd been on the phone with him for 20 to 30 minutes until the signal was lost, and he told her that he was trapped in the towers, and so she called me to see whether he had made it out and whether he was with me, and she asked me whether I thought he could have got out of the towers, which put me in a very difficult position, and separate phone call, his brother called me to ask similar questions. Those were very difficult calls to take. I took phone calls from many of my colleagues who escaped the towers or were not working that day, and so we were sharing a lot on that day. I received the guy I spoke to in the tower, my colleague Mark. I eventually heard back from him after midnight, so it was early in the early hours on Wednesday the 12th. He did escape the towers, and he walked through Manhattan to his brother's apartment, but he was unable to get a phone line until after midnight. So from 9 a.m. through till midnight, I didn't know whether he'd survived or not. I took Tuesday off as a day off for working on the weekend, and I swapped that day with a colleague of mine who was due to take the day off. He survived, but again, I did not know until late in the evening that he'd survived. I didn't hear from him till about, it was around 6 or 7 p.m., I believe, that I heard from him. I'd been trying to reach him and couldn't reach him, but eventually I did, so I found out that he'd survived.
It was a horror story because, again, both you and I talked earlier. We both worked for this one corporation. I worked on the 67th floor of that corporation in Chicago in the Standard Oil building. And it's bad enough working in those tall buildings. And then, you know, having something like that and figuring out an escape path. I know that I called that day, and I called the people down where I was working, and I told them, and Fox channels were downstairs in that same building. I told them to go out of the building. I said, you know, I knew what I was looking at. Immediately I knew what I was looking at. I told them to get out of the buildings, and they were telling me that they were told to stand down, which is a military thing. I couldn't understand why my boss was saying that, and they were staying at their post, not going anywhere. And then I'm going to talk about the ground level of the Trade Center building just really quickly when we come back from the break. And you tell me at any time you have to go, Scott. I understand. We'll be right back with Scott Forbes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Choice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, we're back, and we're here with Scott Forbes and John Alstas is my co-host. And I just want to tell you just quickly before I bring Scott on, I'm going to say it real quick because, again, I don't want to hold him from talking on this very important subject. But I was in the Trade Center 1 month before. I had gone through the subway, I guess it's called the pathway there, and I went and came up in the Trade Center building by mistake. I was looking for a Nathan hot dog. That's why I was down there. So I came up and took the escalator upstairs, and that building downstairs was huge. I mean, just to find the exit door was an enormous task. I went to Avenue, a clothing store that was in the towers. I went one way, the other way, and it was very difficult to, you know, establish where the exits were. And I imagine with all that smoke, it was even worse. Scott, what did you feel about that exit area in the building? And then I want to also ask you to give a summary of what you want the public to know based on what you had experienced, what you want them to realize and ask their legislators and people to investigate.
The area above the PATH station, I used to take the PATH train myself, Deanne, mm-hmm. every day into the towers, so was very familiar with that area. The terminus for the trains was in a sub-level. You came up very long escalators up into like a shopping mall area, mm-hmm. which was immediately underneath the towers on the base, just a sub-level and the ground floor level. So there were many shops, restaurants, cafes around there, and it was very complex, I agree. It wasn't a simple design by any means. You had to follow signage to get in and out of that area. It was quite complex.
And I got lost, and I went from that building, and I came out on one side. I walked around, and then I saw a park area, and I saw the Statue of Liberty, and was going to go over there, and that had closed. And there was an apartment complex right not too far from it. Like I said, I got vivid memories of these things because of all the things that had happened during the time that I had this stuff evade my space and saw all that death and destruction. And the thing is, you don't leave out any memory. It's not something that you you know can dismiss. It's there. It stays there. I wanted to ask you now, what do you want the public to recognize in this, and what would you want people to hear you say we need to do?
Okay. Well, my interest and I guess my mission is to get the power down understood on that weekend of the 8th and 9th of September. I need to it's my mission to make sure that we get full understanding of what the power down was all about. There may very well be a legitimate explanation for the power down. If that's the case, I would just like the authorities to acknowledge it, to explain it, and if it's acceptable, I'd be very, very happy about that.
Now, the other thing I want to point out to folks, too, I was on the on this program with the informant that worked with former FBI agent John O'Neill, who also was lost in that day and was found later. Now, John O'Neill took office at the World Trade Center, being the head of security, on the same day, on September 11th. Now, I would gather between that time and that time that Scott's talking about, the change of guard of security, you know, there was an open breach. Would you not say that, Scott, for security purposes?
Yeah, I guess that's possible. I guess it is possible. The security on the ground floor had been altered. I don't recall exactly when. It was a few weeks before 9/11.
Uh-huh.
The security was altered in that new security gates were brought in, which were more sophisticated in a way. And our electronic passes were altered slightly. They incorporated a photograph and so on. And you had to insert them into the gate in order to gain entry.
Uh-huh.
Previously, the old security badges, I believe you flashed them over like a glass window on the gate. And occasionally they wouldn't work, and the security guards would check it and let you through. So those gates were changed a few weeks prior to 9/11. That's one change I do recall.
Now, the other thing, too, now, when you were in the apartment complex, when was it that you came into the area of those buildings? And I wanted to ask you visually, did you see, like, a cloud of dust particles? Did you see on the ground a lot of dust? Did you see whirly clouds of dust swirling? Did you see any of these types of events right after all the smoke and soot and everything else started falling in around the towers?
Yeah. In fact, it was very noticeable that the clouds of dust came out over the river. It shrouded the entire harbor area next to the World Financial Center, and it came out onto the Hudson River, shrouding some of the boats that were there. So that was very, very noticeable.
We're going to be back, and we're going to be with Scott, and then we're going to let Scott get some sleep. We're going to be right back and in a few minutes. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, we're back, and we're here with Scott Forbes, and I'm going to ask John again. Do you have any more questions to Scott before he leaves?
Yeah, they had, you already answered Rodriguez. Building number 6 was an 8-story high building that had held, I believe, some of the banking, and they evacuated that building. As you commented first part of this conversations here, you said that, like, FEMA was in charge in directing things, but they basically told you to stand at bay in the towers, and yet building number 6, which was 8 stories and not hit, was told to be evacuated immediately. And so it's just contrary. And again, as your company would rent a complex in the towers at an extremely high rate of money, it doesn't seem like they would be inconvenienced with a power outage. They would somehow figure out to put a big extension cord up there for you or something to keep you in power for your rent. Rather than say, oh, we got a shutdown. And I guess the one question I got in curiosity is, for all the surveillance they had in and around, you have banking across the street, you have surveillance of the city itself, somebody should have been able to pick something up through the past surveillance of the couple weeks before 9/11 and said, wow, this doesn't make sense. What are all these vehicles? And start identifying people or items to maybe bring out the some of the perpetrators of this inside job.
Let's go through a couple of those items. Let me see. The first item that you mentioned was about the power outage and about my company renting space in the towers and therefore having the lessees having responsibility to provide services like during a power outage. I don't know the details about the lease, but I guess there would have been requirements on the part of the company to allow the lessees, the Port Authority, admission to the offices to carry out essential maintenance, which would have included recabling or the laying of electrical cables and so on. So I guess that would be included within that remit. I do know that within our data center, we had an emergency power supply, which was powered by from a gas supply, from petrol, and it was a temporary power supply which could kick in during an emergency outage, say during a power cut. And so it would have been considered whether we should fall back on that during the power outage, but it was considered by our management a little bit too unsafe. Say the power outage had expanded longer than was anticipated, then we would have had a problem. So the decision was taken in the company to shut down all the systems instead for security, just as a safety measure. So that's my answer on that question. With regard to WTC6, I don't know the details about that. I have no information at all about the what happened in that building in the complex. I don't have a comment on that.
And also, John, too, working in these buildings, as I said, I worked in Standard Oil buildings, Sears Tower, and I worked for many of the Fortune 100 companies in the Chicagoland area. And I remember when the Gibson building, they used to turn the power out in the Gibson building all the time at 101 South Wacker. I was working there, and that was only a 17-story building. They would shut the power off, and they wouldn't tell the employees anything. And you just sat there until they went through with hard hats looking for whatever they were looking for. And then the power would switch up back on. Now,
just another comment on that,
sure.
Deanne.
Uh-huh.
In relation to the shutting down of systems, as part of the deal of shutting down the systems, we went through a process of making sure that backups had been taken and that the integrity of those backups was good. So, as part of the shutdown, we ensured that we had backups for every system so they could be recovered if needs be.
And that's standard in most of these buildings. Like I was saying, in Gibson, they used to turn off all of the power in there, and they had a mainframe computer room like all other corporations, and they were not going to allow the integrity system to be shorted out. So they made, arrangements to make sure that in those rooms that they had some type of backup system when they shut the power off. But at times, the power would be off up to 2-3 hours at a time for no apparent reason.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's, I'm talking MIS and things like that, and those are areas where I had come, in contact. But, Scott, I thank you. John, did you have any other questions here for Scott?
Is Scott familiar with Judy Wood's information or website?
No, I'm not, John.
I would like to have you go to www.judywoods.com and just read her information over and see what she has to say about the site and see if it sparks any information for you.
Okay.
Basically, as the weapons of war are multiple, there's kind of three items that are temporary or a summary of what the towers were. Number one, the planes hit them. Number two, there were possibly demolitions in the buildings that demoed them down. There's lots of information for that backing that up. And Judy Woods says that they were also being molecularly dissolved and that the buildings were actually being beamed that day. So now she has quite a bit of evidence that supports that, so you have to take a look at it. And again, as we go into battle, we have many weapons, and I feel there was actually three different attacks. If one failed, the others would have succeeded, plus they all kind of, one confuses the other as far as a misinformation system. So it's just the idea of they were successful in bringing the buildings down. There was probably a lot of test things going on to say, okay, we were able to demo that building, now we can shrink it down with some of this nanotechnology, and they have measurements that they were actually able to do and see how successful they were.
Okay, I'll take a look at that website.
And I thank you very much, Scott, for coming on board, and I'd like to, invite you up again. Again, there's information about Scott on the Internet. You can put his name in Google, Scott Forbes. You have done radio broadcasts. You did also Mr. Gosling's show out there in England, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. and you have a lot, I think, here. And I thank you very, very much to come on in this late hour.
Oh, thank
God
you
bless
for
you.
Inviting me.
Thank you very much. And that was Scott Forbes from London, England, talking about his experience in the World Trade Center. We're going to talk a little bit more here. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. John, what do you think about what Scott was talking about?
Well, just again, it just reiterates some of the facts that went on, the craziness of what it all is and how our government is covering up and creating, you know, that we don't have a place that we can actually have anybody responsible for anymore. Our judicial system is corrupt. Our, as you think of different factors of government, such as like one that I'm dealing with right now is the insurance fraud department in New York State is fraudulent within itself. The IRS is fraudulent within itself. They're proving it that it's only voluntary. And yet if you read the frivolous arguments that the IRS posts, their first argument is against the initial law that has been just, it's redundant in itself.
But the thing is that the IRS is a collection agency, and we need to look at it as that and redirect our efforts on the fact that once they collect all these taxes and dollars, since they're forcing us to do that anyway, they're saying we have no rights. The thing is, that's your tax dollar they're using. Your tax dollar is being used to pay for the president, the vice president, Senate, Congress, state representatives, local government representatives, and all these people equate that are supposed to have investigative power to look into allegations of fraud, corruption, and misuse and abuse of authority and power. And again, we don't understand that we are a part of a corporation at a low level. There's multiple corporations in the United States, non-for-profit group corporations that are in towns and cities and states. And we need to get to those township meetings and make our point that you're taking our tax dollar, you're our employee, and we want to have a evaluation of what is going on locally in government. And we need to have a human rights commission that deals with constitutional law at every level, manned by citizens. And that's the way that you can clean up this mess. You cannot fight it at the judicial level because they won't listen to you. The U.S. attorney in Illinois, I've gone to him about all this stuff that I saw in regards to corruption, money laundering, racketeering, fraud, corruption that happened during September 11th, and they basically refused to look into it. Why? And does that make them comparable to a fraud and a corrupt act? Does that make them comparable to allow fraud and corrupt acts to happen? Now, I was looking just before I came on the air at a broadcast on 48 Hours on Channel 2 about a gentleman, a young man. It was two or three of them that were in the ages of, back of 18 to 19 years old. And basically what happened on this broadcast was one of these gentlemen's families were killed, slaughtered, murdered. So now in this equation of this murder I'm looking at on 48 Hours, they showed something that I thought was just horrendous. And this goes into the OJ case. What I saw was they used the Royal Mounted Police in Canada. Now, these people are originally in Washington, D.C. And anyway, when this thing happened, they showed on this channel how these young men were orchestrated by the Royal Mounted Police with a false flag operation to make the Royal Mounted Police authorities look like they were mob figures. And basically get testimony from these kids that they murdered this family. And they're in jail now. They've been in there for 8 years, maybe longer, on coerced information because they were trying to get a case done. Now, again, I'm a former deputy clerk of a circuit court system. I work for one of the largest law firms in litigation conflict of interest. And I've been an activist in Chicago all my life, and my dad was a reporter. And I'm telling you, there is stuff that we need to clean up, folks, quickly. Now, we have a caller, Dave. Dave, you have a comment here? I'm sorry, Bill in Idaho, excuse me. Bill, are you there?
Dan, a great program as usual. Didn't get a copy of all of it. But it does go back to that very elemental point. And thank John for his comments, but again, demonstrates the common mind control, mind war tactics that have been so effective. They are not our government. They never have represented in any of these catastrophes that have been wrought upon our society or culture as demonstrating being interested in being our government or representative or responsible to our needs or interests. But going back to your point, Dan, it needs to be done very, very quickly. And I hope that Dr. Sam Kennedy and the law people within the group are looking at that losing liberty judiciary very closely, because within there's a lot of tools in there that will ultimately call to account at a very public level. If they can't suppress evidence, if they can't suborn sedition or treason publicly, they can certainly take credit for suppressing evidence and or clouding evidence, and that is certainly a conspiracy to defraud.
Yes, and that means the U.S. attorney.
At all levels. And in this case out here, with the Coles in Spokane, Washington, to the tune of $340 million or so, ChemistMagazine.com, you have a now sitting U.S. attorney appointed by that Nazi Bush in Washington, D.C., that is actively involved in suppressing and obstructing, as in all the other instances of obstruction, what's going on with the coal stealing $341 million over the next 25 years, very much like Silverstein. The Khazarians are spread very widely throughout all of the infrastructure. I hope that the law community within the Patriot community at least presses obstruction of justice at all levels. If they can't provide the evidence, or if they actively participated in suppressing it or covering it or destroying it, they're all guilty of felonies at the least. And I only mention this, Dan, and the rest of the listening audience, to remember that Mr. Haugen, the happy face social butterfly editor for KGA Radio Local here, does all the fairs and does all the interviews of the police chief and the fire chiefs, et cetera, had FEMA and Homeland Security Fire Chief Bishop from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, on the radio. And they were just here to, you know, help out and train up and make sure we're ready for the next attack.
Yes,
but, Mr. Bishop was all too ready to point out that they also had to figure what they were going to do to deal with splinter groups. And that goes for every one of you out there. You're a member of a splinter group.
Isn't that scary? That is scary.
Well, council meeting's coming up soon enough.
Bill, I wanted you to listen to this, and I just want your opinion and John. Again, I was looking at 48 hours, and the thing was astounding. And folks, go on the Internet, pull it up, because it took these people to get a bunch of mounted police to look like and act like and create a mob intent to get these people to coerce them to say that they were guilty of a crime in order to get a conviction on a murder that I don't think they fully investigated. Now, I'm going to go into something here, and I was talking about it earlier, and I'm going to talk about this situation with O.J. Simpson. Now, I don't know if you want to hear about this, but
yes,
I will tell
please.
You.
Yes, please. That's a very good point.
Now, O.J. Simpson, again, I know Ron Goldman's father here in Illinois. I met him because I almost rented a unit from him. I met his wife because I went to the Jewish vendor there to deal with my divorce in Arlington Heights. We're going to talk more about that, and we're going to talk about some factors they never told people about the O.J. case based on forensic when we return here after this break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, we're back, and this is Deanne. Caller is 800-313-9443. Visit my show tomorrow, Conspiracies. I think I have it set at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, and that is on...
Again, we're going to be changing our times on Saturdays. It'll be a four-hour-long program starting at 8 p.m. Central Time Saturday evening till midnight.
Mm-hmm. It's very important for everybody to know. So we're moving up in time, which is going to be good for us. And I won't be snoring that much, John. I don't think you will either. But going back to the O.J. case, there's some factors that you need to know. Now, this is the testimony given by Dr. Robert Herzenza. And he was the doctor that did an examination of OJ. And also there is forensic information of the bodies and things. And I need to show you something. And you need to kind of think about these things. Now, O.J. Simpson had NFL injury syndrome. He had, of course, a number of concussions over the time that he was working at this with the Buffalo Bulls. And then he had also surgery in 1965 on his left hand, I think correctly, and he had a number of injuries to his right hand where he had a significant continuous pain. He had a lot of arthritis. He had four knee surgeries, and they were talking about doing a replacement of his knee. He was visibly working with a limp. And he had high levels of severe wear and tear from the arthritis in his left knee, and a strong candidate, they said, for the knee hip, you know, replacement thing because of all these things that he had wrong with him. They said he would jog in a slow manner, and his health condition wasn't, I would say, top of the line to commit these horrendous deeds. And I want to tell you something that they never really talked about. Now, besides his injuries, I started delving into this because today and yesterday there were reports that he broke into a casino trying to steal something from a historical document or historical material dealer, blah, blah, blah. And this was on the heels of Oprah having the families on her show concerning the book rights, and the Goldman family took over the book rights. And then Nicole's sister refused to go on the show with them because she felt that they were profiteering off of the death of her sister. And it was a very interesting scenario, but I wanted to kind of give my scenario from working in the courts out in the area and also from some of the things I delved in during the time this case happened. Now, well, number one, Ron Goldman's father, who was in the area, had mentioned, I was looking at a condo he was had for rent back way back just before this happened. And anyway, he was into marketing, advertising. That was his thing. And Hertz was one of his companies, the same company that OJ was involved in. And we'll talk more about that when we return here after this break.
With